Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's time for the Isla show. Good morning, Isla. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm so excellent. I'm just, you know, sitting here having a fun morning, enjoying my self-isolation. Are you enjoying your self-isolation?
Yeah.
You miss your friends, though, huh?
Yeah, I miss my friends a lot.
Yeah, that's tough.
Mostly, I miss my friend Presley.
Oh, Presley. Is Presley a boy or a girl?
Girl.
And Presley, is that your best friend?
She's my BFF.
Oh, she's your BFF. You know, she might very well be your best friend forever because when I was your age, maybe even a little younger than you, I'm still really good friends with my BFF. Like we're old ladies now, but I still talk to her all the time. Her name was Vicky, not Presley though. So I hope you and Presley last forever.
We will.
Okay, great. What about Blair? Does Blair feel a little left out in this that she's not your best friend?
She's my best friend though.
Wait, Blair is?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought Presley was.
They're both.
Oh, okay. A double best.
And I have, like, Annie, too.
By the way, hopped on Instagram Live so people can see Isla right now.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Great.
All right, Isla. She's in the corner where the comments are going to be.
Oh, darn it.
What? Yeah, get up. What's so funny?
Your sister.
What's Hulk baby doing?
Dad, what's so funny?
What's she doing, Isla?
Oh, well, it works out when she stands up like that. She's over.
Yeah,
the
stay standing up like
stay
that.
Standing
okay,
like that. That's perfect, Isla.
All right. Although she might not be able to reach the mic. Yeah, hit the sounder. Go.
All right, here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app. Get it on your phone and listen to radio wherever you go. Radio.com.
All right. Thank you.
Really nicely done. Does she not want to do? You want to sing a song or anything? Any final thoughts?
Nothing.
Oh, really? Okay.
I still want to talk, though.
Oh, you do? Well, get on over here. Come on. She still wants to talk. What do you want to talk about?
Tell Dad to move aside.
Tell
my sister.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with her?
She's really funny.
I heard you guys had to take a ride last night to get her to go to sleep.
No, that wasn't to get her to go to sleep. That was for mom. That was for mom to get a break.
Oh, I see. Oh, it wasn't to knock sister out. It was so that your mother could take a nap. I get it. Like sometimes, you know, sometimes it's hard being locked in the house with the kids all day. Are you trying to make it easier for mom? Are you doing anything to help her?
I'm trying to help her.
Well, that's good. You seem like a good kid like that. Yeah. Be helpful. I mean, changing poopy diapers, that's a big help.
That's hard, yeah.
Yeah. Nobody likes that, mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. All right. Well, anything else on your mind?
Not really.
You sure
okay,
you want
great.
Some song? All right, okay.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah.
Bye.
Get a song ready. We would like a song,
tomorrow,
please.
Next time. The Instagram people are asking for
it. Yeah, people on Instagram really want to see that.
Okay.
People are saying, all right. Why is Sarah being a weirdo with that filter? I think you look great. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I'll change it. I'll change it now. I changed it. Well, I had like the goth one on for Jane earlier, so I'm gonna put that one back on.
That's the one. Yeah, that was the one that was freaking her out.
Yeah, I didn't want. I realized I didn't know she was coming on, Ben. I never would have put this one on if it was. I I mean, I'm crying tears of blood right now.
Right. No, it's disgusting. But good job. Okay, so here's what's happening, everyone. Let me run down a few things that you need to know, and then we'll read some of your texts, and we'll call it a day. Let's see here. So the coronavirus, it continues. The Bay Area shelter in place has been extended through May 3rd with new additional restrictions. You can read the front page of your newspaper for all of the additions. 88% of Americans say the coronavirus outbreak has changed their lives.
88%?
I don't know how that's... Yeah, how's
what
that
about
not
the
100?
Other 12? No, some business as usual.
Sheesh.
Maybe it just hasn't reached... Are there places that there isn't a shelter-in-place order going?
I'm guessing yes, or that they came to it much later than the rest of us have.
Right.
You know?
Because it's changed everything. Like, right. I feel like we live upside down now.
Mm-hmm. A new study found, so these are a couple things I wanted to hit because there was a rumor out there that taking ibuprofen, if you have the coronavirus, could be the thing that ends up killing you. A new study found it's fine to take, for people with the coronavirus to take ibuprofen. There was information circulating in the past few weeks that it could make your symptoms worse and send you to the hospital. It turns out that's just another one of these things online that spreads, and enough people, I think, regularly take ibuprofen. I mean, I know some people who were taking it daily until their doctor said, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, I take it constantly. Whenever I get the slightest hint of a headache, I'm like, Advil.
But you don't take it daily.
Okay.
Close to daily?
I would say close to daily, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, the person I was speaking about is older, but he ended up getting one of those liver tests, and they were like, "What are you doing?"
Oh,
and he was taking a daily,
just one dose tablet, he was
taking a daily, you know, two or three, the usual, like, "Oh, I got a headache, let me get rid of that."
Well, anyway. It helps, man. You know, it'll knock out. You know, we got some acetaminophen. Is that what Tylenol is? Whatever Tylenol is. And I hadn't taken it in years and years and years, and it was handy, so I took it for a headache the other day, and I was like, boom, over. Maybe my body was just like, oh, a new painkiller. Fantastic.
Oh, really? So yeah. It worked. That's good.
It did. I know.
There's an online cat. One of the things that all of us seem to have in common right now, or many of us anyway, is that this shelter in place has us adding weight.
Yeah, that's happening.
there's an online calculator. You'll have to search it. I'm not going to give you the URL, but how much weight you'll gain during the quarantine. I imagine it's...
Well, so far, 72 pounds. Woo!
Get out of here.
72 pounds.
Yeah.
Do you put your jeans on today or no?
No, I haven't put jeans on in 3 weeks.
Well, I mean, you were the one that said I'm going to...
I know, I was going to try, but
lofty,
I just...
You know, goals and stuff.
Routine goals. Hashtag quarantine goals. Yeah, no, I didn't put them on. I'm actually afraid to put them on now because I know I'm fatter. But I don't want to.
You know it?
I don't want... Well, I'm not getting on the scale. We don't need those in quarantine.
I should write that down. Mine every day.
Things we... Oh, you get on your scale or you put on jeans?
I get on my scale. I don't put on jeans. I'm absolutely living in sweatpants and running shorts, but... Yeah. But yeah, I'm getting on the scale and I'm exercising. I don't want to. I got my weight down. I don't want to go back to that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I feel like the keto diet works. So as soon as this is over, I'm just going to get back on that. I'm like, yeah, I got a plan. Right now, my plan is some Cheetos.
All right.
Woo.
I'm posting up that online calculator for the weight gain.
Oh, yeah, okay.
On our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay. Oh, okay, good.
Don't go there, you guys. Don't do it to yourself. Just, you know, life's bad enough. Eat some cookies.
Sure. Cookies are important.
I agree.
This is the teacher. This story was out of Oregon at the time, and you may not remember it because we've had enough guns in school stories that it's hard for any of them to stand out. But this story was about Keenan Lowe. He saved the life on the day he took a gun away from a young student and then hugged him close in the halls at an Oregon high school.
Yes, I totally remember that.
He's the football coach. There is video of him disarming this boy and hugging him tightly, he is getting a Congressional Medal of Honor citizen honor. So this is something that is usually saved for the U.S. military, the Medal of Honor. But obviously there are citizen honorees, and this person specifically showed the values of the Medal of Honor. Courage, sacrifice, commitment, integrity, citizenship, and patriotism. This guy, so here's a kid who brings a gun to school. Now, he's a kid, but he's got a gun, and whatever damage he planned to do, I could see my reaction not being one of a hug. So
right.
Now, I give this guy all the credit in the world for not just disarming this young person, but also for not punching him until someone came and stopped him from punching him.
Right. You know, averted, you know, who knows how big of a catastrophe and what the casualty toll might have been. I mean, honest to God, this is a dude who saved the day and did it with compassion and clearly talked this kid off a ledge and held him. I mean, showed him human compassion. It is a freaking moving video. If you haven't seen it, you should look at it. It gives you a little bit of hope. You know, these are disturbed kids who clearly are just not getting. They're not getting something because, and our, you know, he deserves it. Let's put it that way.
Keenan Lowe disarmed the student and handed the firearm to nearby faculty member. This all can be seen in the footage. Then Lowe wrapped the student in his arms and held him close. The teen, who said he planned to take his own life before Lowe intercepted him, was later sentenced to 3 years of probation and mental health treatment for bringing a weapon to school. I don't know. It doesn't feel like enough to me, but, you know, that's for judges, I guess, to decide.
Right. And he was saying, I wasn't there to kill other people. He's saying I was there to commit suicide in a grandiose fashion.
I guess.
Hmm.
The coach says, in that time, I felt compassion for him. A lot of times, especially when you're young, you don't realize what you're doing until it's over. So anyway, he's getting a Medal of Honor, and if you haven't seen the video, it's worth a look. It's a real show of, in times when your reaction might not be so compassionate, there was a guy who had it for a kid.
Right. Oh God, it's actually, you know, that's a good man right there. A better man than many of us.
Mm-hmm. A new study found that 2/3 of people get a strong sense of achievement, calmness, and fulfillment just by completing small life tasks that have been hanging over them, like paying bills or opening the mail. I absolutely have this and often will be waiting for my check to drop on Thursday night so that I can get the bills done before I go to bed. Because that's sometimes my best sleep, is when the bills are all written and I know I even have a little bit left over that I could put into savings or whatever, or for groceries, whatever.
Right. The weekly math problem.
Mm-hmm. So these are the top life tasks that most people procrastinate on doing, but there's certainly, I find great comfort in getting these things checked off the list. Cleaning and housework. Changing a service provider to get a better deal. You're doing that right now with your mortgage. And I'm telling you, I know I could save money and I can't even dive into that water for a second.
Starting any new processes. Somebody sent me something that says they can do this whole thing like as remotely as you hope.
If you have the ability to deal with that in your life right now.
Yeah, it's, you know, to me, the hardest part of the whole thing was having to unfreeze my credit. You know, that turned out to be a huge pain in the ass. I was like, mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? How can this be so hard? But I guess, you know, it's good that it's hard because then people don't steal your identity. But it's you know, I have files. I'm ready to go. I refinance every couple of years. I just, you know, I can't think of a reason not to. It resets the loan back to 30 years, but, you know, I try to be pretty aggressive with it. And I want to pay, I just want to have to pay as little as possible. Because who knows what the future holds, Vinny, and I'd love to stay in California after I retire.
Right.
Someday, many, many years from now, I hope.
No, I believe you're absolutely doing the right thing. My point isn't one of... my point is I don't have the ability, the mental...
bandwidth.
The RAM to deal with that. Yeah, it's just too much. It's, all the stuff, including the figure out how to unfreeze your credit and make sure that they do the credit check in the time frame that you've...
Right.
Oh,
loud.
Oof.
I know. Yeah, it's not fun, but it's, I feel good about it.
You can't tell, well, I guess you tell anybody that a person who's a cocaine dealer is an essential worker.
Oh, and, well, and only, people do need their coke.
Yeah, only coke addicts would say, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that
without
essential.
That guy, I'm going to be eating the walls.
Uh-huh. Police in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, started following a 29-year-old guy for aggressive driving on Friday night. They watched as he made a bunch of stops, and he appeared to be stopping to sell drugs. They eventually pulled him over and found a bunch of cocaine and cash in the car, so he was charged with drug trafficking. And since coke dealing is a non-essential business, again, unless you ask the coke addicts.
The cokies.
In Ontario, during the pandemic, he's going to get a ticket that carries a $750 fine.
Oh.
Which seems light. Hawaii is about to crank up the self-quarantine violator fine to $5,000 or send you to prison.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Well, Hawaii is a small chain of islands. I mean, imagine if people aren't being careful there, where that goes.
So is it essential that I go get some food at the grocery store? Like, can I have a list of essential stuff? I don't want a $5,000 ding. If I wrap myself in a garbage bag, can I go? Please.
Here it is. If you were thinking of riding out the pandemic in Hawaii, think again. Anyone traveling between the state's islands must quarantine themselves for 2 weeks. Oh, and
Just in between islands?
Yes. And breaking that quarantine will be the $5,000 fine.
Oh, okay. Not just if you're out of the park.
Well, I mean, things are... Let's see. Yeah, it does look like it's just between islands. But $5,000 or a prison sentence is hefty.
Yeah, no,
that's the biggest I've heard. I heard a surfer got a $1,000 ticket, but I haven't seen proof of that. So I don't know if that's true or not.
And you haven't been going to the beach, right?
I have only driven. I have not surfed. And to tell you the truth, I want to. I'm home. I'm driving almost none. And yet I realize that, look, if that exposes me to it and I bring it home and I'm watching that little... I have a one-year-old or even my six. I don't want anybody sick in my house.
No.
And I sure don't want to be the reason. So for the most part, my season's over anyway. The winter season is when I surf the most. So, you know, screw it. I'm just going to stay home.
Right. Run on that treadmill.
Yeah. Yes. In fact, I'll probably be doing exactly that today. Oh, and I meant to mention before I get to the text that California classrooms will not reopen this school year due to the coronavirus. That's a new addition. It's confirmed. That's done for the school year, everybody. So I know there are parents out there who were praying for that to reopen and begin again, and yet, sorry.
Yeah, that's a hard no.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry to the people who are, you know, there are a lot of school activities that people look forward to their entire school career, like prom and graduation. I feel you. That sucks. I wanted to be there at school so I could rule the school and be cool.
Hi, Alice. This is our text number 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Hi, Alice. Some of us are allergic to Tylenol and Advil and would be the... Oh, sorry. Some of us are allergic to Tylenol, and Advil would be the only option. Well, it turns out the stories going around about that being worse for you or making your sickness worse is untrue. So you can take the Advil.
So you can't. Okay. I think that what they were saying, though, it was something about, like, you need the fever to burn the thing out, or there was more to it than just that it would be dangerous to take. I can't remember what the original story was.
But it was going around everywhere and even being spread on Facebook. You know, your aunt sends you the don't take ibuprofen. It could be the thing.
Yes.
And so that's
forwarded where email. Fantastic.
That was the story as it got to me. And I was sort of like, are these hoaxes? What is this? Why would suddenly Advil be a toxic combination? I just didn't make sense to me.
Right.
It turns out that's not the case. You can take Advil if you get a fever. And that's the latest. Maybe that'll change. Who knows? More on this. MWF, 10 a.m. Hot Ass Danielle does a virtual workout. Get with it and stay in hot ass shape.
Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. She does.
Did she send that to us?
I do not know. But she does do that, and she's actually pretty hardcore. Like, she does something she named Cardi Yoga.
Oh.
So it's like yoga, but it's, you know, a little more movement or something. I don't know. I would never take that class, so I can't tell you what it is. It sounds hard. Forget it.
Why can't I figure out how to watch you live? Help!
Oh, yeah, we're not live. If once in a while we're going live on Instagram, Bryn is going to mention, he'll mention that on the air. And I want to say we did it. Did we do it on the Alice973 Instagram this morning, Brittany?
Yeah, it kind of goes back and forth. This morning on the Lost 30 was Alice973 Instagram. Just a second ago was on Brittany Boy. So that's the one with Isla, if you want to check her out.
Oh, okay.
Talking about doing the tag for Vinny.
Right.
Florida, this is according to 415. Florida does not have shelter in place or social distancing. Is that true?
Oh, not that I know of. Everyone is social distancing there. I only talk to my parents and my brother and sisters. And as far as I'm concerned, they're saying they're all sheltering in place. I don't know. Maybe there's no order and people are just doing it. Was there an order when we decided to do it?
No, there was not an order yet, but it was clear it was coming down.
Yeah.
In fact, I think the order, we left on a Friday, and I think the order came down that Monday.
That sounds right. Yeah. We were in right before they actually made it official.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's official. And it will be everywhere, I'm sure, soon enough. I mean, even the White House seems to suddenly be taking it seriously, which is good news.
The Isla Show is my favorite.
It is a good show.
I don't know about that, but I do enjoy her liking it. I think she may have the radio bug, and she's only 6.
Good. That's the time to catch it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we got to grow the next generation of kids here. Come on. Isla? She's great.
Well.
She's very well-spoken. She's funny. She likes the sound of her own voice. That's a total requirement.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I got to thicken her skin up, though, or she's never going to make it. It'll be the death of her.
Figure it out, you know.
All right.
We all do.
I'll read the rest of your texts on the other side of these. Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.